Oh, wow.
Crescent Heights?
Yeah, there's one of those Franklin and I bar. Yeah.
I got a kick out of that.
Yeah, totally.
I love all the old Hollywood
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, anything in that era. Or did it like walking through the lot and all that stuff?
Yeah, totally.
That's just the best. I really liked how,
yeah, what do you think?
At the end of the movie, well, first of all, I loved it a lot. I thought it was great. Yeah. And a really good way to end my time here in Los Angeles.
Very fitting.
Very fitting. Very fitting. Now I never want to come back.
Yeah.
My problem with the movie. I know this is going to get some criticism.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I feel like by showing... Okay.
Billy Wilder, I hope you're listening.
You know, first 5 minute spoiler.
Yeah. You find out at the beginning of the movie that...
That the guy died.
By the way. What? They always have, like, props and
things. Oh, nice.
Well, you find out in the first 5 minutes of the movie that the main character dies and found dead in a pool.
Like American Beauty.
I feel...
Or Kick-Ass.
I feel like the whole movie, you know he's going to die. Like, I feel that takes away the tension.
Takes the dramatic.
Like, yeah. I feel like...
I wonder why...
I would have been more on, like,
I wonder,
what's going to happen.
I wonder why they did it that way. Like, what does the movie benefit from you knowing that the character will die at the beginning of the movie?
Knowing that it's him?
Yeah.
Well, I think the tension, same thing with American Beauty, is the tension is how, like...
How it's going to happen.
Especially then.
Yeah.
It's
this
like,
sense of foreboding.
But how, yeah, like, oh my God, but how, but he's such a nice
guy.
Yeah,
I mean, I was going to say, I think it gives it a lot of the dramatic tension, because you know that he's going to get it.
Yeah.
I mean... Otherwise, it would have just been like, all right, is this just going to be some weird romance about a kook
exactly.
And a dude?
Maybe
you have
a good
point.
Is this
going to
end badly? How does this... I'm gonna
do that. But I love
this. This is how.
Do
you want to go to Amoeba?
What? The bakery?
Amoeba Records.
Oh, I can go either way.
Okay.
Either way. But.
Oh.
What are you doing? You have to pay?
I would not pay if we're gonna do that.
Should we go to Amoeba? What is it?
I would like to stay.
We should go this way then.
All right. So we're going.
Get? What do you need to get?
I need to pick up after hours. I rented it.
Okay.
Is it out of the
right? So what were you saying? I don't even know if this is still recording. Hold on. Let me make sure this is still recording.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just saw it recently.
Okay. We're still going. We're still going.
Oh, yeah. No, first time I ever saw it.
I was like...
No, I was so surprised, David, with the the pace of the movie, and it really felt... A lot of old movies feel very, like, in the pacing, feel old.
Yeah.
This still, like Vertigo.
It still holds up.
It still holds up.
Yeah, pacing-wise. But what I really liked about the movie is at the end, the last... Well, actually, we should probably shouldn't give away... No, I'm going to give away spoilers.
Spoilers
for Sunset Boulevard. But there's that shot at the end... Where, there's a shot at the end of the movie where, it shows you, like, the full extent of the shrine that she built up for herself.
Oh, yeah.
And it's, like, only, you didn't see it until that point in the movie. Like, it only showed you bits and pieces, and
yeah,
then finally...
As much as you're aware of how crazy she is, it keeps getting crazier and sadder and stuff.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you guys. I just wanted to share that observation with you.
Yeah.
But, but yeah, what did you guys think of it?
I loved it.
Yeah, I really liked it.
Yeah. Peter was just saying the pacing was, like, really good, too. It didn't feel like, you know...
It was also a real driving story with, like, a character who had problems and obstacles.
Right.
You know, it was pretty classic in that regard.
Yeah.
I want to reiterate, anybody listening to this, I liked the movie a lot.
Oh, man.
But the only thing I didn't like was that opening.
Yeah. Cool. Well, thank you guys for suggesting it.
Yeah.
Bringing me along. I appreciate it. So good.